really kind of takes a while for me to figure. But it seems like the more I think about, I thought about each and every one of us in this church, because the only way I can do that is try to think of church where everybody sits. We're all going through struggles right now. A lot of us are health problems. A lot of them are financial, emotional. We're all going through something right now. And I believe that when a whole church is being under attack, the devil knows that something good's going to happen, and that's why he wants us to feel like we're going to go under, the churches are going to go on, and we just need to start fighting off the devil.
Amen.
We can't submit to him. I don't even like talking about the devil, because in that, it makes it seem like he has some kind of power over us. But God did not. He gave us power over the devil, not the devil over us.
Amen.
So I want to take back some ground that I have let the devil have, and as semi-leaders and leaders of the church, as the pastors we have here, we're being attacked, so the whole body will be attacked. But we need to be a church that believes in hope and faith, and to know that God's got it all in his hands. He has helped us over and over again. But yet, when a situation arises, we start going, why is this happening? Well, you know, 4 weeks ago, I could do this. 4 weeks ago, I could do that. 2 weeks ago, we had this. One day ago, we had that. It doesn't matter what we had in the past. A lot of us had fortunate things in the past, but it's dead and gone. It's gone. We should not want anything in the past. Only want what God has for us in the future. Amen?
Amen.
We need to live for today and live the fullest.
Amen.
So, God reminded me, once again, we're going to go over Peter on the water. Because he said, every time we look at our circumstances, so please indulge me. I'm sorry, but this is what God wanted. So, immediately, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up to the mountain by himself to pray. Now when evening came, he was alone there. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a ghost," and they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." So he said, "Come." And when Peter had come down off of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid and began sinking. He cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "O ye of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Amen. This is what happens so much to us. We have storms in our life, but yet we don't praise God through our storms.
Amen.
In every situation you're going through, God is going to get the glory.
Amen.
Either willingly by you, or he will take it, okay? Because he is worthy to be praised, no matter what it is. Through death, I sympathize with April losing her mother. I still grieve over my parents being gone, my sisters. It's a hard situation. I know Cindy had a death of her aunt. Tim's been sick. Linda's been struggling. Ruth's been struggling with her health. A lot of us, Dawn. Everybody in here is going through something right now. And if you're not, watch out, because something will come. And this is the only way that God draws strength through us. If things were going so good, we wouldn't even go to him, probably. We wouldn't even communicate or talk to him, because things are going good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. God wants us to depend on him. Okay? That doesn't mean, "God, I need $500 today." That doesn't mean that. It just means that God wants us to wake up, "Good morning, Lord, I love you. What can we do today together?" That's what he wants. So every situation you're going through can help somebody else along the way.
Yeah.
You know, especially with death, people, I know exactly what you're feeling. And sometimes it feels good, but sometimes it doesn't. Because whatever affects you, it affects you, you know? And sometimes you just want people to go, "Oh, I'm sorry." But we are, we are affected by different things in our lives. What happens is whatever we're going through right now will make us stronger. But we want still healing. Just like Larry said, we're still praying for healing. And I'm sure they've gotten to the point that, God, if Linda's not healed, we're still going to praise you. That doesn't matter. That's where we got to get to place in our lives. If my situation does not change right now, I'm still going to praise you.
Amen.
Amen. And that's really hard to get to because so many times things keep building up and building up and building up. I even got aggravated the other day and I felt so bad. It started out that Friday before my birthday, my daughter-in-law had an appendicitis attack, all infected. We had to go to the hospital. So she went to the hospital, then Lindsay went into the hospital. Then with Kim's stuff, I thought, oh my gosh, what more? Well, sure enough, something more is going to happen. But I went to the eye doctor to get my shot. The shots haven't been helping at all. And now I have a disease in my good eye. And I wanted to sit there and just start crying. And you know, God just went, I have got you, okay? Life can be tough, but I have you.
Amen.
And you know, just expect that what you go through, God's going to help you through it no matter what it is.
Amen.
Now, Dee Dee, if it was up to me, I would have you in a brand new house tomorrow. I would have you where there was no rats, where you felt comfortable, where your appliances worked, where money couldn't keep getting out of your bank account. I would have it all perfect for you. But see, this is God's timing, not Priscilla and Dee Dee's timing.
Amen.
But what is hard is living through that situation and seeing it day in and day out and nothing changing. But when we think things aren't changing, that's when God's working.
Amen.
So I'm saying to you, Dee Dee, a miracle will happen.
Amen.
Things will happen on God's timing. We want to see stuff. We want to see it now. I can't do this. I can't do this. You took this away from me. You took that away from me, God. Why? You know, I was going, Lord, I want to do so much for people, but now I can't even get out of the house. You know, what is it? You know, instead of going, God, how can I serve you being at my house? I still have a phone. I can call people. We got a little bit of money from my dad, so I told David I wanted to share that for people that really needed it. And, you know, there's so many good things that you can do even in your situation.
Amen.
If you need to sit there and cry one day, we'll cry one day. You know, God gave us full of emotions. And if we were so built that, oh, I'm so proudful, nothing's going to get to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I get irritated when people sometimes they go, oh, yeah, everything's wonderful. It's great. It's wonderful. Take the mask off. We're all going through something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm glad when things go good for people, but most likely things aren't going rosy for everybody. We all struggle, okay? But we got to quit giving ground to Satan. He cannot do anything to us. He cannot tempt us. He cannot sit there and make us feel self-pity. He can't do anything. God gave us the power over him, and we're going to say a few things on that. But just like this was, Peter was so excited to see Jesus. He wanted something that Jesus was doing. He wanted to walk out there. Lord, if it's you, let me come out there. Okay, come on, Peter, I'm excited, come on. And Peter gets out there and goes, uh-oh, the wind, the waves, oh my gosh, I'm sinking. What did Peter do? Took his eyes off of God. Now, I admit it's hard to keep your eyes on God all the time. You know, when you're hoping that you don't have to go on dialysis, when you hope that your sight doesn't go away, when you hope, you know, there's so many things that we need in our lives just to get by. I remember praying sometimes, Lord, just please let us be able to pay the electric bill. Please, you know, you just get so desperate sometimes. And God does hear us, but it's on God's time.
Yeah.
That's what's so hard. But he looks at us right now going through our situations. Are you going to praise me through this? Or are you going to turn away? I am going to get the glory in everything that I do. That's what God said. I'm going to get the glory. So we have to praise him through our storm. So as this church is coming up on 60 years, or what I think it's been 60 years for 5 years now. you know, this church is here to stay, okay? We may fall off and things happen, but I want this church to stay. We've got young kids here, the Terrell kids, grandkids, I mean. We got Larry and Linda, they're young. A lot of y'all are young. Things to carry on, and that's what we want, okay? So we need to work as a group, and we need to pray for one another. But remember, God's got you. God doesn't leave us. I was reading the other day how nothing will break the love of you and the Lord. Nothing can separate you from God. Nothing. So whatever it is you're going through, nothing can separate you from the love of God. Mm-hmm. So if it's a landlord, if it's bills, if it's, you know, death hanging, whatever it is, nothing can separate you from the love of God. Amen. So we need to fight together. We're God's army here today. Amen?
Amen.
So we need a strong... if you have a certain situation and you're struggling and you say, hey, I've tried to pray, I've tried to get over this, I'm just stumbling, I can't do it. We want to pray for you after the invitation today. Because lots of times we get worn down, and just like in the armies, people get worn down, you know, after fighting so long. But we want to hear to encourage. So now I want to hear a couple of praises. Now that we've been through stuff and we know that God is with us, what has happened this week that now you realize, you know what, God, I do have a praise this week because God did do this week. A couple of people need to say something. Edith.
Well, I've been working a lot of hours for several months, and up until last week, I thought, I can't do this anymore. And then finally heard a young man, he started Thursday, and he's just out of high school, and he'll be going to Richmond, and so he'll be part-time.
Good.
But I've been working 12 hours a day. It's been tough.
Yes, I bet.
And this is very first day. When he came in, by 3 o'clock, we had knocked out what it would have taken me several hours more to do by myself.
Amen.
And the very first day, I think, was a real test, because it was the first day in months that I was going to be able to go home on time. And one doctor's office decided not to send their stuff till 5:30 in the evening. So it took me about 20 minutes just to put stickers on. It was 6 different workplaces.
Uh-huh.
And I put a note on each one that I did not scan them. If they want them scanned, they need to send them at a reasonable time.
Uh-huh.
And then Friday, I got to go home at a regular time. So I'm looking forward to
having some help.
Sharing your job with a little boy.
Yeah.
Well, he's not a little boy. I think I'm going to learn. He looks like a quick learner.
Good.
And then I'll be teaching him medical terminology as we go along. So we're working as a team.
Good. God did me to do that. And we're right at the good time. Yep. See, it's God's timing, not ours. Yeah. Amen. Thank you for sharing that, Edith. That was encouraging. Yeah. Thank you. Anybody else? One more person. Yes, Pam.
I just have a praise. Last night, I got off the city bus. I started to go to Walmart. Anyway, it was like getting late, and I was ready to go home, but I noticed that somebody was trying to follow me. So, I always pray, and I talked to one of the employees that was helping me get checked out. And so it was really nice of her to tell her boss that she wanted to walk through the parking lot with me.
Good.
So I praise God for that.
Protection. God protects us. God listens to us. Isn't that wonderful? He does it even when we don't even realize it. Some mornings when you're running late, God may have saved you from a horrifying, car wreck. We don't know. So God does protect us in His way. You look like E.T. You're cold. Okay, well, we want to wrap it up because we want to say a few kind of words about Galen Rich. I know my car didn't know it. I don't. What was the date you got there?
Thursday, a week ago.
July 6th, I think.
Yeah, it was right. July 6th, Galen Rich passed away, if you didn't know it. You know, he was so quiet lots of times, but when he spoke, it was magical. We really did care a lot about him. I loved his voice, especially when David was something, he'd go, amen. I mean, you just felt it all over. And he was a real singer. Yes, he was good. He had a great life, I think. I know he suffered.
He had one prayer.
Huh?
He had one prayer for me.
One prayer for you and me? Yeah, I know, and I'm sorry that didn't happen.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah,
Rich was married. Yeah, Rich was still married.
I know that. I
know that.
Yeah, he was a cool guy.
So his wife was still alive?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And Rich was alive.
So, anyway.
The World War II veteran, had his own cleaning service and many contracts.
He was a great guy. Always complimentary, always encouraging. Yes, we will miss him. As I was trying to get April caught up on people, and I thought, oh my gosh, just since she started coming to church, so many people have passed. But that's what we need to love, when we love each other right now, where we are, we need to love one another, okay? And he was a great guy, he really was. Anybody else want to say anything about him?
He was
an awesome guy.
I was very surprised to find out he passed.
Yeah, it's God's timing, baby.
He's an encourager.
He was.
I want to say that I don't know.
Go ahead, April.
I don't know the person. I know him, but I feel like I do know him because he's, he believes in the same God.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that I know him because he is a member of the church. I have not been to church here in quite some time. However, from what you just said, he was a wonderful person. And I'd like to share a little bit of something about my friend that passed away Friday night. She was very sincere in saying that everybody was loving. And, you know, everything that she had said to each and every one of us, that we were loving. And I have a feeling that that's what Mr. Rich didn't say that, but Mr. Rich is really loving.
He was.
He was a very joyful person who wanted to spread happiness. He definitely did that.
And we're privileged to get to have known him.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great honor to know him. He brought a lot of oomph to the church. He did. He really did. He is a good guy. So, okay, well, let's end this and we'll get on with our services today. Dear gracious Father, we thank you for your love, and we thank you that we need not to look at our circumstances, but just to focus on you. We pray, Father, that you would touch each and every person here today and help them with their struggles. Father, help them to know that you love them, and it's on your time when things will happen. And help us to be patient in your love. We thank you for your kindness. I thank you for each and every person here today. I just speak blessings of joy on them and hope. Father, where people need wisdom, I pray for wisdom. Lord, I pray that you would turn families around. I pray just your blessings on this, Father. Help us to look forward to doing your job and help us to learn to be a good server of you each and every day, Father. We love you and thank you in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen.